I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Earlier this afternoon, the Vermont State Senate became just the second legislative body in the country to approve a bill that would legalize the sale and possession of marijuana. But today's narrow vote highlights the controversial nature of the bill. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, it still faces staunch opposition in the state house.
It wasn't all that long ago that Bennington Senator Dick Sears was viewed as one of the key stumbling blocks to the legalization proposal.
If you had told me even 3 months ago that I was voting yes and actually speaking on the floor and defending this bill, I would have told you you were crazy.
Over the course of those intervening months, however, the powerful Democratic chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee says he's come to appreciate the merits of regulating the state's illicit cannabis trade.
For me, the question has always been, does the current system of prohibition work? And are we better off with a tightly regulated seed-to-sale system? I believe S-241 is a rational approach to the failed policy of today.
S-241 is the Senate bill that would allow Vermonters to legally purchase up to half an ounce of cannabis at retail outlets across the state. It also sets the rules of the road for the licensed cultivators who would be allowed to grow marijuana in facilities of up to 10,000 square feet. Yes votes from previously skeptical lawmakers like Sears helped propel the legislation to preliminary approval by a vote of 16-13 Wednesday afternoon. But strident opposition remains. Senate President John Campbell said it's disturbing to him that the vote comes as Vermont tries to counter what he called an epidemic of opiate abuse.
And what's our answer? Let's legalize another substance, another drug. I think that is a terrible message to send to our kids, to our friends, our neighbors.
Senate Minority Leader Joe Benning, one of two Republicans to vote in favor of the bill, said Vermont's opiate problem is in fact one of the reasons to support the bill. Legislative analysts estimate that the 25% excise tax on retail marijuana sales will generate as much as $20 million annually. Benning says some of that money will be used to bolster prevention and treatment programs that aren't currently up to the task.
This bill, and no other piece of legislation in this building right now, this bill actually sets up a system to start addressing that problem. And if we don't pass it, Mr. President, that problem will only get worse.
Many lawmakers voice concern over the fact that the legislation would maintain the prohibition on homegrown even after cannabis is legalized. Sears said it's a necessary measure to keep product off the black market, but he agreed to establish a study commission to keep alive the possibility of homegrown in the future. The legislation will get a final vote in the Senate on Thursday before heading to the House, where legalization proponents face a steep climb. House Speaker Shep Smith has expressed concerns about the impact of legalization on drugged driving. The bill will likely head first to the Judiciary Committee when it arrives in the House. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.